Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's becoming clear why Bill Belichick is now a college coach, and I, for one, am here for it. You know, at first, and we talked about it, of course, on the show last week, it just kind of seemed like, well, Bill's locked out of the NFL. No one really wants him anymore, at least to be a head coach, and so he's butthurt, and his only real opportunity is in college, and this is a disaster, and he's old, and he's just doing it so his son can be a head coach after him, and, you know, you got to think he'll jump to the NFL if he ever gets the opportunity, the all-time wins, and I don't know, just sort of college got to be second fiddle to Bill, right? Well, it's really starting to show that it wasn't. And what ended up happening was, and of course we never, none of us ever would have thought Bill Belichick would be in college, even 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, but here he is. And when you start to lay it out, it actually makes some sense. Obviously, college is more like the NFL than ever before because you have NIL budgets now. And so it's basically your own salary cap. You have to manage that as best you can and sprinkle it around your roster. And Oregon's done a great job of that. And now Bill Belichick kind of brings that salary cap sort of, management style to college. That wasn't a thing before, but now it is. And the word is that when many of his assistants ended up in college, including his son at UW, that's when he began studying the college game. You know, these football guys, what do you think they can do? Spend time with their families, their girlfriends? No.
No, I was hearing stories that, like, when John Gruden was first out of a head coaching job, he was still waking up at 3:15 every morning and going to an office in a strip ball to watch film.
Yep.
Like, these guys are nuts.
Yep, they are nuts. And Bill is one of these, and apparently he began diving into the college game, and I can't even imagine what it's like when you're Bill Belichick and you're diving into a whole new game of football.
It's got to be like going into a restaurant and seeing a whole new menu and just licking your chops at all the different ingredients you could possibly put together to make a tasty
dish.
Well,
and how deep he must go with it. You know, like, that guy doesn't just skim the surface of the college game. I'm guessing when Bill starts studying the college game, he studies the S out of the college game. And so he started consulting coaches, and of course, when Bill calls, people pick up the phone. He befriended some school administrators and even some search firms who could help him get placed in college, and he basically angled his way into college. He wanted a college job, and according to the Wall Street Journal, they said he wasn't just going to go anywhere. He knew that he had to go to a place that was going to give him everything he needed, but the two jobs that he was eyeing, one was North Carolina, and the other was Florida. But when Billy Napier, was kept at Florida, the North Carolina job kind of became, you know, the bell of the ball for him. And once Mack Brown got turfed, do you know the guy who he had call North Carolina on his behalf? The guy who ended up calling North Carolina on his behalf?
Bill?
Yes, it's the same guy who they say he wants to bring in as his GM. Suk alluded to this last week, that there's some mystery guy out there that Bill had in mind to be the college program's GM. It's that guy. He is on the Fan. It's not me.
Oh, he's a radio person.
He has a spot on the Fan, on Colin's show, Michael Lombardi.
Oh, okay. He's a pretty sharp dude.
Very sharp. Football guy. And apparently, Michael Lombardi was on Bill's old staffs with, like, the Browns. And so they know each other really well. And apparently, they're saying that Bill's going to hire Michael Lombardi as his GM at North Carolina. And why it became a match. So it's one thing to have Bill Belichick call you and say, well, you know, I want to work there. And I've been studying the college game and I want to do this. It's another to have a program that says, oh, yeah, no problem. Because a lot of people would be like, well, he's 74 years old. Is he really been studying? What is he? You know, there's a lot of things you got to iron out, right? Well, it was a match. Apparently, Bill convinced them that they were slow to the new college football model, as we were talking about earlier, with like USC has been slow to this. Other schools, I mean, you can tell the schools that are and the schools that aren't. And he said, I will bring you up to speed, but you have to commit to paying me. You have to commit to paying my assistants and you have to commit to paying the players. So how bad do you want it? And apparently UNC was so tired of losing. And again, they're not the worst program, but they just have not gotten over the hump since bringing Mack Brown back. They really haven't gotten over the hump since.
They really haven't gotten over the hump ever.
Since his first tenure. But yeah, right. Like, they think of themselves as maybe should be better than they are. So they're like, what is it going to take? Well, Bill Belichick waltzes in and pitches you on it. And you're like, well, maybe he's right. He's been studying it. Oh, he's, by the way, he's one of the best defensive minds in football. Well, he's the best defensive mind in football.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the greatest NFL coach of all time. Why would we not do this? So they saw it as, hey, we just gave one of the smartest minds in football history. If we give him enough resources, we're going to be as competitive as anyone, and that's what we want. And so it's definitely an experiment. There's no question. They said that his buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million just next season. So I got to imagine that if the NFL came calling, and it might if he has some success at North Carolina or he does something interesting there, then he might be gone. I don't know. But if he, you know, that's the other thing too, is if he does have success, I wonder if the NFL will want him back, even at the age of 74. I mean, there's a lot of good coaches in the NFL right now, but there's also some glaring weak spots at some bad franchises that he could really help. You know, I'm thinking of like, well, I don't know if he would go to the Raiders. He certainly wouldn't go to the Jets. Doesn't he hate Woody Johnson or something?
Is that what everybody says?
I mean, the Giants.
Well, he helped get Brian Daboll that job. So is he going to follow that? I guess he could.
I'd hire him if I'm the Giants. You need something.
Are they getting rid of Daboll?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying they need something. I would. I mean, you need something stable there. But that is why Bill Belichick is now a college coach, and it's not the path that we thought. And it could work.
Definitely not.
I'm interested. I got to tell you, I think that this is a really smart move by North Carolina.
I saw a little post yesterday of North Carolina got their first transfer from the portal. They got
the
Holy Cross kid. And did you see the photo of Belichick watching him sign his letter of intent?
No.
There's like a little, and Belichick's just wearing like jeans and a North Carolina T-shirt. He's got his hands in his pockets, and everyone's captioning it. They're like, just sign the damn paper. You know, he's like, I got to do pomp and circumstance for, like, IG posts and, like, graphics and stuff for all this. But, you know, here we are.
Well, I also think when you're a fan and you see your team gets a transfer from Holy Cross, he's an offensive lineman, third team All-Patriot League. Like, does that get your sports pants tight?
Yeah, but start somewhere.
But somehow they're making it sound like, oh, Belichick's.
Well, maybe Bill saw something, you know?
Yeah. Bill knows something that nobody else does about this kid.
Greatest evaluator of talent.
Well, if I'm a North Carolina fan, I'm excited.
You have to be.
It's more exciting
than Mack Brown.
I don't know how it's going to go, but let me ask you this. Who would you have hired? If you're North Carolina.
And if this fails spectacularly, it's not going longer than 3 years. You'll find that you'll get over the next thing. Like, well, this is worth the shot.
Then don't they have to hire his kid?
Oh, are they contractually obligated to? I know that that's like the plan, but do they have to?
I don't know.
And also, if the school cans your dad, do you want to be their head coach?
Yeah. Well, maybe they just mutually part ways.
Right.
Bill rides off into the sunset or something.
But my point is, if this doesn't work, you can be out of this thing in 3 years.
But who would you have hired? Seriously.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know for a school like Carolina. We talked about them being one of those perfect kind of like retread second time through schools for coaches who have proven they can do something, but they're not cutting edge enough to get one of the top jobs. Like, they were going to stay in that crappy cycle, and this is a chance to break out of that. It might not work, but it's a different life raft than the one you've been offered before.
Yep. I'm here for it. I want to see Bill in the playoffs. I want to see Dan Lanning coaching against Bill Belichick. Can you imagine that? You see Dan Lanning cooking on Bill's grill?
I mean, how many ACC coaches next year are just going to, like, be starstruck being across the sideline from him?
No kidding.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. It'll be weird.
Justin Wilcox v. Bill Belichick.
One of the battles we're going to get.
All right, why Adam Schefter and Doug Gottlieb are fighting next on The Fan.